guesses A to Z. An introduction to an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, what is the practical treatment to save us from meanness? In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful, may his peace and blessings be upon Muhammad and his pure, immaculate Ahlul Bayt. Salaamu Alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, you are listening to A to Z in Islamic Lifestyle, IRIB English Radio, Color of Islam page. I'm Farhad, your host, and I'm very honored to have you with me for this session. So we are going to start our program with a very important question, and that is, I say that I suffer from the complex of meanness. What is a practical treatment to save me from it and from its bad effects? So to answer this question, we need to know that firstly, you should recognize the cause so that the treatment can be easy. Here, we're going to offer the main causes of this complex first. Number one is either you are imagining it or others are making you imagining it. Either we imagine that we are meanless or other people around us are making us imagine it this way. This is one of the causes. And also, repeated failures in life and not achieving an aim that was once in our dream makes us feel meanless. So, it's very important to recognize the cause of such a feeling. And then, when we recognize the reason, when we recognize the cause, the treatment can be very easy because the cause is clear to us. So, in the next part, we are going to mention the solution for this kind of feelings. Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. You're listening to A to Z, IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. I'm Farhad, your host, and we are going to continue our program talking about the solutions and the practical treatment to save us from feeling meanless. In the previous part, we talked about the causes of feeling meanness, and that was either we imagine that we are meanless or others are making us imagining this way. And secondly, repeated failures in life and not achieving an aim that was once in our dream makes us feel this way. But for the cure, we can suggest the following principles. We are going to mention them. First, try to achieve success in your life to strengthen your moral, and then you can aim for another success and a bigger step. Secondly, read some books regarding this topic in order to achieve some success by reading religious books or every other books that regards to this topic. We learn how to struggle with such feelings, and it's really, really helpful. And number three, we need to seize any opportunity to prove our personality in a lawful way. I do not mean that you seize others' opportunities or show off by doing good. Number four, if you want to mention, we need to persuade ourselves that we are a successful person by assistance of Allah. So believing in Allah, it's a very, very important element that we, by the help of that, we can get rid of from these feelings. And number five, do not forget that make your intentions sincere and just for the sake of Allah when doing good deeds, because this is the moral secret of everlasting success and progress. So if we try to make our intention just for the sake of Allah, we will never get worried about what others think about us. And in this way, it's a secret, it's a golden secret. We have it in our religion through Quran and Hadiths. We understand that this way of thinking, this way of living, and if we establish our life based on this very important principle, we never feel meaningless, inshallah. So I hope everyone a happy life. Thank you for staying with us.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.